Welcome to our Local Voices special presentation called A Glance Back on 94.7 KPIP LP Fayette. A Glance Back is brought to you by the Boonslick Historical Society and its president, respected Fayette community member Jim Steele, journalist, graphic designer, and local historian. Local Voices, A Glance Back, a two-hour program, airs every Monday and Friday starting at noon and then again at 4 p.m. The show focuses on the music, radio features, and history of World War II and beyond as it affected Fayette, America, and the world. Thank you for tuning in to this special edition of Local Voices, only on 94.7 KPIP.
All thanks from America to all you guys in blue, you men in khaki too, you tough Marines and nurses, construction workers too. We thank you so much. And thanks to our brave allies, the gallant Russian bear, you British everywhere, and all United Nations who are fighting over there. We thank you so much. Uncle Sam is proud of his relation. To all you folks who battle at our side, and Tojo and Herr Hitler and old Musso will soon take a ride. And I mean their last ride, so I guess that about does it, fellas. This is Bob Command Performance Hope saying so long from the USA and sending the best of the best to each one of you over there. Good luck.
Now it's time to take a look back at the events that shaped this country and the world with This Week in History on KPIP's Local Voices, A Glance Back. It was in 1485 that Henry Tudor defeated Richard III at Bosworth. This victory established the Tudor dynasty in England and ended the War of the Roses. In 1587, in the Roanoke Island colony, Eleanor and Ananias Dare become parents of a baby girl whom they named Virginia. She was the first English child born in what would become the United States of America. In 1590, John White was the leader of 117 English colonists sent to Roanoke Island, North Carolina in 1587 to establish a colony. In 1590, John White returned from a trip to England to find the settlement deserted with no trace of the settlers. In 1619, the first group of 20 Africans is brought to Jamestown, Virginia. In 1667, John Milton published Paradise Lost, an epic poem about the fall of Adam and Eve. In 1692, five women are hanged in Salem, Massachusetts, after being convicted of the crime of witchcraft. 14 more people will be executed that year, and 150 others imprisoned. In 1777, France declares a state of bankruptcy. In 1812, the USS Constitution earns the nickname Old Ironsides during the battle off Nova Scotia that saw her defeat the HMS Guerriere. In 1833, the first steamship to cross the Atlantic entirely on its own power begins her journey from Nova Scotia to the Isle of Wight. The Canadian ship was called Royal William. In 1858, U.S. President James Buchanan and Britain's Queen Victoria exchanged messages, inaugurating the first transatlantic telegraph line. In 1896, gold is discovered in the Klondike of Canada's Yukon Territory, setting off the Klondike Gold Rush. In 1898, Adolph Oakes takes over the New York Times, saying his aim is to give, quote, the news, all the news, in a concise and attractive form, in language that is permissible in good society, and to give that news early, if not earlier, than it can be learned through any other medium, end quote. In 1904, Dublin's Abbey Theatre is founded, an outgrowth of the Irish Literary Theatre founded in 1899 by William Butler Yeats and Lady Gregory. In 1911, the Mona Lisa, the famous painting by Leonardo da Vinci, is stolen from the Louvre in Paris, where it had hung for more than 100 years. Fortunately, it was recovered in 1913. In 1914, Germany declares war on Russia, while President Woodrow Wilson issues his Proclamation of Neutrality. In 1920, Tennessee becomes the 36th state to ratify the 19th Amendment, granting women's suffrage, completing the three quarters necessary to put the amendment into effect. In 1934, 38 million Germans vote to make Adolf Hitler the official successor to President von Hindenburg. In 1939, the film The Wizard of Oz opens in New York City, starring Judy Garland. In 1940, after a previous machine gun attack failed, exiled Russian Leon Trotsky is assassinated in Mexico City with an Alpine axe to the back of the head. Also in 1940, radar is used for the first time by the British during the Battle of Britain. It was also on this day, in a radio broadcast, that Winston Churchill makes his famous homage to the Royal Air Force, saying, quote, "Never in the field of human conflict was so much owed by so many to so few," end quote. In 1942, Japan sends a crack army to Guadalcanal to repulse the U.S. Marines fighting there. Also in 1942, Brazil declares war on the Axis powers. She is the only South American country to send combat forces into Europe. In 1943, Allied forces complete the conquest of Sicily. In 1944, the Dumbarton Oaks Conference, which laid the foundation for the establishment of the United Nations, was held in Washington, D.C. In 1945, upon hearing confirmation that Japan has surrendered, Sukarno proclaims Indonesia's independence. In 1950, Edith Sampson becomes the first African-American representative to the United Nations. In 1956, U.S. incumbent President Dwight D. Eisenhower and Vice President Richard Nixon were re-nominated by the Republican Convention in San Francisco. In 1957, the first balloon flight to exceed 100,000 feet takes off from Crosby, Minnesota. In 1959, Hawaii is admitted into the Union, making it just one of 50 states in the United States of America. In 1963, James Meredith, the first African American to attend the University of Mississippi, graduates. In 1964, U.S. President Lyndon Baines Johnson signs the Economic Opportunity Act, an anti-poverty measure totaling nearly $1 billion as part of his war on poverty. In 1965, Operation Starlight marks the beginning of major U.S. ground combat operations in Vietnam. In 1969, two concertgoers die at the Woodstock Music and Art Fair in Bethel, New York, one from an overdose of heroin, the other from a burst appendix. In 1971, the Cambodian military launches a series of operations against the Khmer Rouge. In 1972, U.S. Orbiting Astronomy Observatory Copernicus is launched. Also in 1972, the International Olympic Committee voted 36-31 with 3 abstentions to ban Rhodesia from the Games because of the country's racist policies. In 1973, Hank Aaron makes his 1,378th extra base hit, setting the record for the most hits in baseball history. In 1974, U.S. Vice President Gerald Ford, who had replaced Spiro Agnew, assumes the office of the president after Richard Nixon resigns. Ford names Nelson Rockefeller as vice president. In 1975, U.S. President Gerald Ford survives a second assassination attempt in only 17 days, this one by Sarah Jane Moore in San Francisco, California. In 1976, Gerald R. Ford, who would become President of the United States after Richard Nixon resigned, wins the Republican Party's presidential nomination at the Kansas City Convention. In 1977, Elvis Presley died of a heart attack in the upstairs bedroom suite area of his Graceland mansion in Memphis, Tennessee. In 1978, 3 Americans complete the first crossing of the Atlantic in a balloon. In 1982, Pete Rose sets the record with his 13,941-time plate appearance. In 1987, the Hungerford Massacre in the UK occurs. Armed with semi-automatic rifles and a handgun, Michael Ryan kills 16 people before committing suicide. Parliament smartly passes the Firearms Amendment Act of 1988, banning ownership of certain classes of firearms. In 1987, Ohio nurse Donald Harvey is sentenced to triple life terms for poisoning to death 24 patients. In 1987, 93-year-old Rudolf Hess, former Nazi leader and deputy of Adolf Hitler, is found hanged to death in a Spandau prison. In 1987 as well, the astrological alignment of the sun, moon, and 6 planets marks what believers maintain is the dawning of a new age. In 1989, the first complete ring around Neptune was discovered. In 1988, a ceasefire begins in an 8-year war between Iran and Iraq. In 1988, the Republican Convention in New Orleans nominated the George H.W. Bush, Dan Quayle ticket. In 1988 as well, IBM introduces artificial intelligence software. In 1990, Iraq moves Western hostages to military installations to use them as human shields against air attacks by a U.S.-led multinational coalition. In 1991, a group of hardline communist leaders, unhappy with the drift toward the collapse of the Soviet Union, seize control of the government in Moscow and place President Mikhail Gorbachev under house arrest in an attempted coup that failed 2 days later. In 1992, Dennis Rader, the BTK killer, receives 10 consecutive life sentences. He had terrorized Wichita, Kansas, and the surrounding area, murdering 10 people between 1972 1974 and 1991. Also in 1994, Miracle, the sacred white buffalo, was born on Hyder Farm near Janesville, Wisconsin. It was the first white, not albino, buffalo born since 1933. She was an important religious symbol for many U.S. and Canadian Native American tribes. In 1996, the New Globe Theater opened in England. In 1998, President Bill Clinton admits to the American public that he had an affair with White House intern Monica Lewinsky. In 2000, Tiger Woods wins golf's PGA Championship. He is the first golfer to win three majors in a calendar year since Ben Hogan in 1953. In 2003, Alabama Chief Justice Roy Moore is suspended for refusing to comply with a federal court order mandating that he remove the Ten Commandments from the Alabama Supreme Court building's lobby. In 2004, Google Inc. stock begins selling on the NASDAQ stock market with an initial price of $85. The stock ended the day at $100.32 with more than 22 million shares traded. In 2005, Art Heist, a version of the Scream and Madonna, two paintings by Edvard Munch, are stolen at gunpoint from a museum in Oslo, Norway. In 2007, the most runs scored by any team in modern MLB history are the Texas Rangers, when they thumped the Baltimore Orioles 30-3. In 2011, gold hits a record price of $1,826 per ounce. And in 2012, Moscow's top court upholds the ban of gay pride events in Russia's capital city for 100 years. Remember to tune in next week for another look back at the events that shaped this country and the world with This Week in History on KPIP's A Glance Back.
Fly me to the moon, let me play among the stars, and let me see what spring is like on Jupiter and Mars. In other words, hold my hand. In other words, baby, kiss me. Fill my heart with song and let me sing forevermore. You are all I long for, all I worship and adore. In other words, please be true. In other words, I love you.
Deep into you. when you have kissed him is ooh.
This is Local Voices with a glance back at World War II with Jim Steele on 94.7 KPIP. Listening to A Glance Back, a part of KPIP's Local Voices programming on 94.7 KPIP. As we previously mentioned, it was in August of 1940 that radar was used for the first time by the British during the Battle of Britain. It was also this day, in a radio broadcast, that Winston Churchill made his now famous homage to the Royal Air Force, saying, quote, "Never in the field of human conflict was so much owed by so many to so few," end quote. Listen in as we go back to the night of August 20th, 1940, as British Prime Minister Winston Churchill makes this famous radio broadcast.
The great air battle, which has been in progress over this island for the last few weeks, has recently attained a high intensity. It is too soon to attempt to assign limits either to its scale or to its duration. We must certainly expect that greater efforts will be made by the enemy than any he has put forth. Hostile airfields are still being developed in France and the Low Countries, and the movement of squadrons and material for attacking us is still proceeding. It is quite plain, sir, that Herr Hitler could not admit defeat in his air attack on Great Britain without sustaining most serious injury. If, after all his boastings and blood-curdling threats and lurid accounts trumpeted round the world of the damage he has inflicted, of the vast numbers of our air force he has shot down, so he says, with so little loss to himself, if after tales of the panic-stricken British crushed in their holes, cursing the plutocratic parliament which has led them to such a plight, if after all this his whole air onslaught were forced after a while tamely to peter out, the Führer's reputation for veracity of statement might be seriously impugned. We may be sure, therefore, that he will continue, as long as he has the strength to do so, and as long as any preoccupations he may have in respect of the Russian Air Force allow him to do so. On the other hand, the conditions and course of the fighting have so far been favorable to us. I told the House 2 months ago that whereas in France our fighter aircraft were wont to inflict a loss of 2 or 3 to 1 upon the Germans, and in the fighting at Dunkirk, which was a kind of no man's land, a loss of about 3 or 4 to 1, we expected that in an attack on this island we should achieve a larger ratio. This has certainly come true. It must also be remembered that all the enemy machines and pilots which are shot down over our island or over the seas which surround it are either destroyed or captured, whereas a considerable proportion of our machines and also of our pilots are saved and soon again, in many cases, come into action. The gratitude of every home in our island, in our empire, and indeed throughout the world, except in the abodes of the guilty, goes out to the British airmen who, undaunted by odds, unwearied in their constant challenge and mortal danger, are turning the tide of the world war by their prowess and by their devotion. Never in the field of human conflict was so much owed by so many to so few.
That was Winston Churchill delivering what is now known as the, quote, "never was so much owed by so many to so few" speech. It was a wartime speech made on August 20th, 1940. The name stems from the specific line in the speech, "never in the field of human conflict," referring to the ongoing efforts of the Royal Air Force pilots who were at the time fighting the Battle of Britain, a pivotal air battle with the German Luftwaffe, where Britain was expecting a German invasion. With the battle won a few months later and German plans postponed, the Allied airmen of the battle ultimately became known as the Few.
Set my heart at ease. Gonna a sentimental journey to renew old memories. Got my bag, got my reservation, spent each dime I could afford, like a child in wild anticipation, long to hear that all aboard. 7, that's the time we leave at 7. I'll be waiting up at heaven, counting every mile of railroad track that takes me back. Never thought my heart could be so yearning. Why did I decide to roam? Gotta take that sentimental journey, sentimental journey home, sentimental.
Mussolini has got just a teeny suspicion he's made a mistake, saying the Mediterranean was an Italian lake. Now must be reckoned as Pope Father II, his boast that in Greece he would win. Now every day is Iranian, what price that bristly chin? Surprise for the Duce, he can't put it over the Greeks. Oh, what a surprise for the Duce, they do say he's had no spaghetti for weeks. His troubadours advance with roars of viva, oh viva. In armored cars they strum guitars till frilly white skirts play the deuce with black shirts. Oh, what a surprise for the Duce, he can't put it over the Greeks. Il Travatore once caused a furore, but Musso has no time for this. He's too busy with his portfolio, sorting out men to dismiss. He's got a mania, they're out in Albania, that someone has certainly erred. That is why Marshal Badoglio had to be given the bird.
Oh, what a surprise for the Duce, he can't put it over the bridge. Oh, what a surprise for the Duce.
They do say with Adolf, his name simply reeks. Despondent are the famed Italian tenors.
Oh, tenors!
Sopranos sneeze on their toppies. Of mezzos no trace and a bomb on each bass.
Oh, what a surprise for the Duce, he can't put it over the Greeks.
Oh, what a surprise for the Duce, he can't put it over the Greeks.
Take a glance at the past and present with Jim Steele on 94.7 KPIP.
Outside the barracks, by the corner light, I'll always stand and wait for you at night. We will create a world for two. I'll wait for you the whole night through. For you, Lily Marlene. For you, Lily Marlene. Bugler, tonight, don't play the call to arms. I want another evening with her charms. Then we will say goodbye and part. I'll always keep you in my heart. With me, Lily Marlene. With me, Lily Marlene. Give me a rose to show how much you care. Tie to the stem a lock of golden hair. Surely tomorrow you'll feel blue, but then will come a love that's new. For you, Lily Marlene. For you, Lily Marlene. Marching in the mud and cold, and when my pack seems more than I can hold, my love for you renews my might. I'm warm again, my pack is light. It's you, Lily Marlene. It's you, Lily Marlene. My love for you renews my might. I'm warm again, my pack is light. It's you, Lily Marlene. It's you, Lily.
Dearest memories all remind you that sorrow never comes to stay. And when the shadows fall behind you, there'll come another day. A day to bring you joy and laughter, or when the night has passed away, you'll find the sunshine follows after. There'll come another day. And then together in sunny weather, we'll wander hand in hand. Shadows will vanish, true love will banish all life's misunderstand. The world will glow with golden glory. Soon we'll forget the skies were gray. And like a lovely fairy story, there'll come another day. Thank you. sunny weather, we'll wander hand in hand. Shadows will vanish, true love will banish all life's misunderstandings. Then the world will glow with golden glory. Soon we'll forget the skies were gray, and like a lovely fairy story, they'll come another day.
It was this week back in 1939 when the film The Wizard of Oz opened in theaters in New York City. The Wizard of Oz is an American musical film produced by Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer. Often seen as one of the great films of all time, it is the most commercially successful adaptation of L. Frank Baum's 1900 children's fantasy novel, The Wonderful Wizard of Oz. It was directed primarily by Victor Fleming, who, by the way, left the production to take over the troubled Gone with the Wind film. The film stars Judy Garland as Dorothy Gale, alongside Frank Morgan, Ray Bolger, Jack Haley, Burt Lahr, and Margaret Hamilton. Characterized by its use of technicolor, fantasy storytelling, musical score, and memorable characters, the film has become an American pop culture icon. It was nominated for 6 Academy Awards, including Best Picture, but lost to Gone with the Wind, also directed by Fleming. It did win 2 other categories, though, Best Original Song for Over the Rainbow and Best Original Score by Herbert Stothart. While the film was considered a critical success upon release in August of 1939 and was sufficiently popular at the box office, it failed to make a profit for MGM until the 1949 re-release. The film only earned $3 million on a $2.7 million budget, not including promotional costs, which made it MGM's most expensive production at that time. Now let's listen to Somewhere Over the Rainbow, as sung in the movie by Judy Garland. Here is The Wizard of Oz, circa 1939. You're listening to 94.7 KPIP.
Somewhere over the rainbow, way up high, there's a land that I heard of once in a lullaby. That you dare to dream really do come true. Someday I'll wish upon a star and wake up where the clouds are far behind me, where troubles melt like lemon drops away above the chimney tops. That's where you
love, 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 extended cigar-smoking society. This is Arthur Godfrey down in Washington, D.C. Mike Mann Godfrey, Cremo's capricious custodian of the calorific cantata.
Every one of you undoubtedly have a headache or pain remedy that you swear by. But haven't you noticed that on some occasions it fails you? That there are times it does not seem to work? On these occasions, let me suggest that you try Aniston, for here is a remedy that I'm sure won't fail you. You'll find the fastest and most complete relief in Aniston you've ever experienced. The reason is simple. Aniston contains not one pain-soothing agent alone, but four, one of which is in all probability the remedy you now customarily take to relieve pain. You can get Aniston at your druggist for a few cents. Your money back if you're not pleased. I'll spell the name. A-N-A-C-I-N.
It's a glance back at World War II with Jim Steele on 94.7 KPIP.
It had to be you. It had to be you. I wandered around and finally found the somebody who could make me be true, could make me be blue, and even be glad just to be sad thinking of you. Some others I've seen might never be mean, might never be cross or try to be boss, but they wouldn't do, for nobody else gave me a thrill with all your faults. I love you still, it had to be you, wonderful you, it had to be you.
It had to be you, it had to be you. And finally found somebody who could make me be true, could make me be blue, and even be glad just to be sad thinking of you. Might never be me, might never be cross or try to be boss, but they wouldn't do,
for nobody else gave me a thrill with all your faults. I love you still.
To be you, wonderful you, it had to be.
Your heart last night, It's because I love you most of all.
You always heard the one you love, the one you shouldn't hurt at all. You always take the sweetest rose and crush it till the petals fall. You always break the kindest heart with the hasty word you can't recall. So your heart last night, it's because I love you most of all. You always hurt the one you love, the one you shouldn't hurt at all. Always take the sweetest rose, crush it till the petals fall.
You always break the kindest heart
with the hasty word you can't recall. If I broke your heart last night, it's because I love you most of all.
Taking you back to the world of the greatest generation on 94.7 KPIP.
Thank you.
Been listening to A Glance Back on Local Voices with Fayette's own Jim Steele, president of the Boonslick Historical Society. Catch another edition of A Glance Back with Jim Steele, a two-hour program which airs every Monday and Friday starting at noon and then again at 4 p.m. only on 94.7 KPIP.